Hey, okay, welcome to good morning. You guys can hear me with the fan? You can hear me? It's good? Recording, everyone can hear? Okay, today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Chalim. Bichlalam, Chamda, Barcham, Al Nizana, Amen, Chanukam, and Rifka, Sarbar, Monish, Shlomo, Sarah, David, Marachad, Rifka, Badawar, Rifka, Badawar, Rifka, Badawar, Shlomo, Sarah, Fahim, Al Nizana, 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 Okay, we are continuing Parashat Vayetchanan. In this week's parasha, we actually have a very jam-packed parasha. We have the Ten Commandments, we have Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, the first paragraph, we have Kadesh Li. There's a lot of different topics we can talk about. I guess I'll be going back and forth throughout the week because there's so much to talk about, but the one thing I want to talk about is Shema Yisrael. In the first paragraph of Shema Yisrael, we have a pasuk, Ve'afta, it's the first pasuk, we read it every day, a few times a day, Ve'afta et Adonai Elecha. Love Hashem your God, v'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'odecha. Right, what does this mean? With all of your heart, with all of, v'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul, v'chol me'odecha, with all of your possessions. So, the question is, what does it really mean to fulfill this pasuk? How do I love Hashem with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my possessions? Anybody ever learn the Gemara and Brachot?
Okay, so there's
a Gemara and Brachot. The Gemara says a story about Rabbi Akiva. They say one time Rabbi Akiva, he was going and traveling. He was going to a motel. He stopped by a motel. He gets to the motel. He says, I'm looking for a room. They say, sorry, we're booked. We're fully booked. Now Rabbi Akiva wasn't any simple human being, you know. Lahavdil, imagine like LeBron James walks into a hotel. He's like, I want a hotel room. They say, sorry, we're booked. What is he going to say? I'm LeBron James. What a... Right? But Chas v'Shalom Rabbi Akiva, with his humility, down to earth, he doesn't say such a thing. He said, okay, you're booked. Gamzu l'tova, that's for the best, you know. Let me go and sleep outside. He goes and sleeps in the field. He has with him his car. What's his car? His donkey. He has his his alarm clock, his rooster. And he has his light. He has his candle. This is what he has with him. So he goes sleep in the field. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, comes a wind and blows out his light. So he has no more candles. He has it's darkness. He said, what am I going to do in the middle of the night? It's completely dark. He said, Gamzu l'tova, this is for the best. Next thing, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden comes an animal and kills his rooster. He said, how am I going to wake up in the morning for Shacharit? What am I going to do? Gamzu l'tova, that's also for the best. Okay? Next thing, comes another animal, comes a lion, and comes and kills his donkey, breaks his car. So what does he do? He says, everything Hashem does is for the best. No matter what. He takes away everything I have. It's all for the best. The next morning he wakes up. All of a sudden he sees something feels different. He looks around. He sees the city was attacked by terrorists. And the whole city was murdered. Except for him. He was the only one who was not touched. Why? Because they couldn't find him. They didn't know he was in the field. They went and murdered the whole hotel. Anyone in the motel. But he was sleeping outside. Rabbi Akiva, what happened? Had he had his donkey, had he had his rooster, had he had his candle, they would have found him in the middle of the night. They would have saw the light, they would have heard the noises of the animals. Since all of them died, that's what kept him alive. Now at face value, you would think, why are all of these bad things happening to you? But at the end, you see that, no, these are all good things. You don't understand them. And so Rabbi Akiva says, didn't I tell you everything is for the best? Didn't I tell you, kol ma David rahman al-tav, that everything Hashem does is for the best? This is one story of Rabbi Akiva, showing of Rabbi Akiva how much he loved Hashem. There's another story that one time the non-Jews, they took over. I think the Romans, they took over. And they made a decree against Am Yisrael. They're not allowed to learn Torah. Not allowed. What did Rabbi Akiva do? The Gemara says he went out in public and he started teaching Torah in public. He said, I'm not afraid. He said, Hashem is with me. Teaching Torah. They take him and they imprison him. They put him in prison. And then they're taking him and they're putting him to his death. And how do they put him to his death? They take him and they hold him, tie him down, and they comb his skin with hot combs, and they burn his skin and comb his skin off. And while this is happening, what does he say? He starts reading the pasuk in our parasha. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, and Echad his neshama left his body. when he said Echad. And they say, Rabbi Akiva says, that only at that point was I able to fulfill the line in Shema Yisrael. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, to love Hashem your God, v'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, v'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul, v'chol me'odecha, and with all of your possessions. He said, at that very moment, I was able to love Hashem with everything I have, and that's when I was able to be moser my life, give over my life for Hashem. Now, this is a very beautiful story. But what can we take from the story? Right? I think there's a lot of messages and lessons we can take from this very beautiful, both of these stories, but more importantly, the second one that ties directly to our parasha. Rabbi Akiva was someone that lived all for Hashem. He realized that Hashem was the source of all beracha, was the source of all blessing, and he lived his life 100% for Hashem, knowing that everything comes from Hashem. And he wasn't afraid of anyone who would make fun of him, who would put him down, who would try to stop him from, pushing more Torah out in the world. No one was able to stop him. Why? Because he loved Hashem so much to the extent that he would do everything for us, everything and anything for Hashem's will. And I think this is really the explanation of the story behind what the pasuk means. What does it mean to love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your possessions, with all of your soul? What does that mean? And I think the idea is, you love Hashem so much to the extent that no matter how much people try to stop you, no matter how much, right, there's a halakha, that even if people come and embarrass you, for put you down for learning Torah, for being someone who's religious, you have to stand proud with what you're doing. Why? Because you know that Hashem is the source of all barakah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the maligim. Don't be afraid of the people who make fun of you. There's going to be a lot of people like that, rasha. People are wicked people who make fun. Don't be afraid of them. Why? Because we learn from Rabbi Akiva that when you love Hashem with all of your heart, you put all of your heart and soul just to love Hashem with everything that you have, Hashem will only bring good. And even when the story doesn't look right, and even when you're taking stumbles on the way, and it's not so easy to go on the straight path, Hashem will bless you. The more difficult the work is, right? The Pirkei Avot says, the harder, the more effort you put in, the more the reward. It's not just, it's difficult for you, it's easy for someone else, it's the same. Hashem judges each and every case differently. He sees that something is difficult for you. He sees that it's harder maybe for you than for other people. Someone came up to me once, they said, why do these people, these religious people, they wear black hat, they wear black and white with the strimal and the, but what is the whole idea behind it? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I explained to them, I said the following. I said, when you go watch a basketball game, and this sport team, they're wearing all pink jerseys. Why do you feel that's normal? No, why are they all wearing the same outfit? What's the answer? They're on the same team. What do you mean? They're playing games all together. You can't wear a different color jersey. You're going to mistake them for the other player on the other team. Right? So, but someone who comes from, let's say, China, never seen this sport before, and he's watching, he's going to be shocked. So what are they doing? They're putting a ball in a rim with a net. What's going on over here? Right? You wouldn't understand. Yeah, because you're foreign to it. If you pay a little bit more attention, they dissect themselves into a sect that is a Jewish sect. Right? The Gemara says that there were three things that the Jewish people did not stop doing when they were in Egypt, and that's what kept them alive. Number one, they didn't leave their names. They didn't change their names. Meaning they kept their Jewish names. They had Jewish names, not like today, we have all different types of non-Jewish names. Shaniqua, Walinqua, all these types of names that people giving to their children. We're Jews. We have Jewish names. Number two, they didn't change their language. They would speak Hebrew, the Jewish people in Egypt. And number three, which is maybe most importantly, their outfits, their clothing, the way they dressed. They didn't dress like a non-Jew. There's dressing like a Jew, and there's dressing like a non-Jew. I'm sure there's a lot of gray in between. But it's very clear the difference between dressing like a Jew and dressing like a non-Jew. They didn't mix that. And so this is what I explained to the person. I said, yeah, maybe that's not our custom. Maybe we didn't grow up like that, and that's fine. But to look at them like they're, chasra shalom, they're different, they're weird, God forbid. They're keeping what the Chachamim taught them, what the Jewish people did in Egypt. They're not changing their outfits. They're not changing their language. They're keeping the same. And I think this is really the idea for us, is that we have to love Hashem with every single thing that we have. We have to be able to emulate God in everything that we have. Whatever we're doing, we have to put Hashem first. We have to think of Hashem first. Not trying to intermingle ourselves and mix in with the goyim and try to be like the goyim. The non-Jews, I always see sometimes people, they wear ripped jeans. And I go and ask them, I say, how much did you pay for those jeans? $80. I go, you can go buy it, a non-ripped pair of jeans for $40. The guy's paying double the amount to get them to cut his jeans open for him. I tell him, bring it to me, $40. I'll cut them open for you. You give me an extra $40, I'll give it to you. So why you go to the store for them to cut it for you? right? What happened? Mishugayim. People all of a sudden, the non-Jews, they created this thing where you're supposed to wear ripped clothing. Only avelut, only mourners wear ripped clothing. You start wearing ripped clothing. Now everybody starts wearing ripped clothing. They think it's now the trend. That's not a trend. That's the way the goyim dress. That's not how we're supposed to dress. So the idea is, when you love Hashem so much to the extent with all of your heart, that you give over anything for Him. No matter what anyone would say, no matter what anyone would put you down for, you're not dressing like, imagine all of the Jews were doing something incorrectly and you're the only one who's doing it right. That won't stop you. That's what it means. To love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your soul and all of your possession means no matter what comes your way, no matter how much people embarrass, how much people put you down, how much, you know, defense there is for you to get closer to Hashem, you push through. And at the end you'll realize that because you stood strong, you're the warrior and everyone else got left behind. You're going to see that in the times of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, and I'll finish off with this, that when Mashiach comes, you're going to get such a feeling of satisfaction that you held on tight. And you didn't let go. Why? Because you held on to that pasuk. When next time you read that pasuk, you have in mind, I'm willing to give over my whole life for Hashem. I'm willing to go over everything that I have, all of the money that I have, all of the buildings that I own, all of everything that I own, all of my clothing, all of my looks, all of my everything. Why? Because I love Hashem and I know He is the true source of all beracha. Have a great day, gentlemen.